We begin this morning with hymn number 163. Hymn 163, verses 1 and 2. Please stand. Today, March 25th, is 9 months to the day before Christmas. And even though it's hard to think about Christmas in the midst of this beautiful spring weather and budding flowers, we do turn our attention to the Christmas spirit today. We hear from the Gospel according to St. Luke, the story of our Lord's Annunciation to the Virgin Mary. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin, betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Open now to hymn 269. Here we have an example of a very old English text. You see it's English from the 15th century. And a very pithy presentation of the miracle of our Lord's conception in the womb of the Virgin. And also the whole point of the Incarnation. Just listen to these words. True God and yet a man. True maid and yet a mother. Thought wonders. How thought can conceive one or the other? A God, and can he die? A dead man, can he live? What can thought well reply? What reason give? God truth itself does teach. Our thoughts sink too far under for reason's power to reach. Believe and leave to wonder. We join now in singing this hymn. Flip back a page now to 267. And here we have another hymn that sings of our Lord's conception and also of his birth. This particular hymn, not perhaps as well known to us, partly because we have such a wealth of hymns for Christmas, but in the days of the early Lutheran church, this was one of the hymns that would universally have been sung in the churches on Christmas Day. And it's an amazing hymn that you see has its roots in the 5th century as a Latin hymn of the church. It was brought over into German and was included in those first collections. And the opening phrase, from east to west and from shore to shore, let every heart awake and sing. The idea that Christ, the King of the universe, his wisdom and his love know no bounds. And well, it's an interesting tune, and we'll practice it so we have success singing it lustily.
Start.
Page 32, please stand. And let us confess together the explanation to the second article. I believe that Jesus Christ is true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, and that he is my Lord, who has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, purchased and won me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death, in order that I might be his own, live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, even as he is risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity. Hymn 268, verses 1 through 4.